Okay, that's interesting. I'm just coming up to the last couple of questions. When I'm working with Japanese presenters, trying to help them improve their presentations, the same question comes up every time. How do I handle the Q&A session? How do I survive the Q&A?
There are two tricks. The first one is to slowly repeat the questions. This gives you some time to think. That's good when you know the answer. In case you don't know the answer, you should slightly reshape the question.
Yes, I saw you do that in your last presentation.
Yes, that's what I tell my PhD students to do. Another thing is to have phrases like, "That's a very good question," or "I'm glad you asked that."
I see a lot of Japanese presenters who cannot use those kinds of techniques, and they freeze.
Yes, they get stuck. One bit of advice is to prepare answers to questions beforehand and make slides. Maybe you have noticed, I always have a few slides that I can show after the final slide. So in case someone wants to know some more information, you can easily present that slide.
So you predict questions?
Yes.
How do you do that?
First of all, you have to know the weak points of your own presentation. So you prepare all the answers for the weak points. As I have said, you can reshape questions a little and avoid trouble in that way. Another important thing is that you must be honest. In other words, you have to say when you don't know the answer. Or you can say, "This is a problem we have been thinking about for a long time, but we haven't found an answer."
Is that acceptable?
Yes, perfectly acceptable. There's no problem.